You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. You know, I think one can fairly say that the theme of this economy this week has been, wait, what? Make up your mind, because the economy is growing. Consumers, though, are nervous. Inflation is slowing, but the Fed is almost for sure going to keep raising rates next week. So here to help make sense of it all, and I do mean everything, Ornella Richardson, she's at ADP. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
So, Neela, let me start with you, and I want to start with the inflation numbers out today. PCE, of course, the Federal Reserve's favorite indicator, came in, as I said, lower than the previous month, 5%, up just a 10% on the month. Good. This is good, right?
This is good. This is good news. It means the Fed is doing its job. It's not quiet quitting. It's actually doing the job of moderating inflation. It's what we've all wanted. Now, I can be all sour-faced about it and say it's still above the 2% target, and it's worth mentioning that. But the progress is being made. So when it comes to the plus and minuses that we're seeing in the economic data, this is on the plus side.
Okay, then, Lynette, how come consumers are a little uptight and companies are laying off and everybody's going, oh, my goodness, there's going to be a recession in the middle of the year?
Well, I think it's a complicated picture, especially when you're looking at the tech company universe, which is a mess of companies that kind of overhired during the pandemic. Yeah. A lot of goods were purchased in the tech space during the pandemic. And so now they're kind of deflating a little bit. So those numbers that you're seeing in the tech space are kind of, you know, it's siloed into that particular area. Look, so that's important.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Hasbro's laying people off. It's a toy company.
That's true. But toys are kind of another thing that were pulled forward during the pandemic.
Well, that's true. That's actually true.
A lot of things that are wonky that are happening right now are because the pandemic was a very weird economic circumstance where we bought a lot of some things and absolutely nothing of other things, like plane tickets, going on vacations and stuff like that. Like, it's odd. So yes, it makes sense that this is a messy picture.
I don't know, Neela, if you can actually answer this.
PCE is still...
Yeah, no, Lynette. No, Lynette, go ahead.
It's still high.
Yeah, that's PCE is right. It is still high, right. 5% is still high, right. Totally. Neela, let me ask
it's
you this.
It's still high.
It absolutely is. Neela, let me ask you this. We have talked, it's been 3 years now that we've been in this pandemic, and we've all been saying it's going to take a while for things to iron their way out. But look, supply chains are smoothing out. Inflation is coming down. I guess my question is, how much longer is it going to be confusing? Is that an answerable question?
Yeah, it's an answerable question. It may not be the right answer, but I'll give it a shot.
You're on a roll today. All right, go ahead.
Do better than me.
Look, it's a complex economy, and it's gotten more complex because we're seeing structural change. That's the word economists use to mean that they're just not temporary changes or short-term changes. These are long-lasting changes. I'll just name a few, and we can discuss.
Sure.
One, labor shortages. They're going to be more persistent because employment is actually growing more slowly over the next decade than it is the previous decade. Supply chains, they're going to be a little bit more disruptive and costly because we're moving our supply chains to make them more resilient because of climate change and other reasons, geopolitical factors that have disrupted supply. Let's just stop at those two. That's enough to show you that this economy has evolved over the last 3 years, and we're still not sure where it's heading. So how long will it be confusing? Well, if you just give in to the moment that the economy has changed, you're no longer confused. What we're seeing now is the new normal.
Wow, that was very profound, that last bit. Let me ask you, though, Lynette, about the labor market, right? Unemployment is at 3.5%, 50-year lows. Even the Fed, as it raises rates, is saying next year it's going to get to 4.4-ish, which historically is still really, really nice. And yet we're still all worried about people losing their jobs, which is a terrible thing, let's be clear. But historically, those numbers are very good.
Hey, anybody with a lost job is someone with a lost
Absolutely.
Job. And I can understand
Absolutely.
How people would freak out, especially when they're seeing these headlines, blue chip American companies laying people off. But I think what really gives people more anxiety is high prices. And we're still in a moment where that is a factor. 6% CPI is still high, 5% PCE is still high for the individuals and for businesses, and the Fed's not done yet. So I understand people freaking out about the labor market. It feels weird.
Oh.
If I can just add to Lynette's point
really quick. There she is.
Yeah. Just real quick. I think one of the issues is that people started talking about recession way too quickly. It was like buying Halloween candy in February and decorating for Christmas in July. And so every data point is it or is it not a recession? Look, jobless claims are still very low. That's how we measure layoffs. They're at a historic lows, and not every headline means that we have a labor market that is suffering. Of course, for individuals, layoffs are terrible. But in a macro picture, we're just not seeing in the data anything that's consistent with a big jump in job loss.
Okay, so look, I'm going to ask each of you this exact same question, and Neela, you're going to go first, and then Lynette, you have the benefit of hearing what Neela has to say. But the question is this.
Yes.
Do you suppose it's possible, given the GDP report, the state of the labor market, and signs that the Federal Reserve is probably going to slow down its pace of increases when it meets next week, are we seeing a soft landing in real time now? Neela?
We could be, and I'm not going to say it's 100% definitive. We could be seeing a soft landing, but that doesn't mean it's the best landing possible for the economy, because what I think is the real risk is it's not recession. It's that the economy stays slow and stagnant for a very long time. It doesn't dip into a downturn, but we have this very, very slow growth. The thing about recessions is that there's an endpoint. We reach a trough. The thing about stagflation is that endpoint could be longer lasting. So we still have to be careful here. A soft landing is no guarantee that we're going to see a robust economy this year.
Haven't heard stagflation in a while. Okay, Lynette, same question. Are we seeing one, do you think, in real time, a soft landing?
Again, it is possible. You know, it is possible if inflation keeps going in the right direction, which is down, and our growth continues, especially at the rate it was last quarter, which was not too bad, over 2%. Why not?
Oh my God, you can hear me just say I don't even know what she's saying. All right, Lynette Lopez, she's at Business Insider. Neela Richardson, she's the chief economist at ADP. Thanks, you two.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.